You know how they always say age is just a number? Well, what if there was actually some truth to that? Like, what if we could actually have more control over how our bodies age?
Interesting.
And I'm talking specifically about reproductive health, which is what we're diving into today.
Okay.
There's this really interesting article from Gilmore Health News about a potential breakthrough in delaying ovarian aging.
Yeah, that's a topic that's getting a lot of attention because for so long that's just been seen as an inevitable decline, but this research is really challenging.
Right. It's like, okay, for women, it feels like that biological clock is like the loudest when we think about our ovaries.
Absolutely, because that's what happens, right? You age, the number and quality of your eggs decline, and that leads to all these hormonal shifts and eventually menopause. But what's so interesting is this discovery that chronic inflammation is actually a key driver in that whole process. It's not just a side effect.
Wow. So it's not just about time passing, it's what's happening at a cellular level during that time. But
Exactly.
how does that actually work?
Okay, so think about it. Like this, every time you ovulate, it's like this tiny little injury to the ovary.
Oh, wow.
And your body is incredible, right? Like it heals itself.
Right.
But if you think about it over years and years and years of ovulation, that's constant microtrauma.
Yeah.
And that can actually lead to chronic inflammation.
So it's like if you're a runner and you have a bad knee, eventually it's just going to catch up with you.
Exactly, a really good analogy. And just like with the runner's knee, that inflammation can eventually lead to fibrosis.
Okay, fibrosis. So what exactly is going on there?
Okay, so imagine a healthy ovary, like a sponge,
Okay.
nice and supple, full of life.
Yeah.
Now imagine that sponge drying up and getting all stiff and kind of dense.
Oh.
That's basically what fibrosis is. It's like a buildup of scar tissue that basically messes with the normal function of the ovary.
And that's where this drug pirfenidone comes in, right? It
Yeah.
seems like researchers are looking at it to maybe slow down or even reverse that fibrosis.
Yeah, and it's interesting how this is a great example of like how scientific discoveries can happen in the most unexpected ways, because pirfenidone is actually already FDA approved, but it's for something completely different. It's for this lung scarring condition called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh, wow. So they're taking something from lung treatment and applying it to reproductive health.
Exactly.
That's so cool. Okay, but how does it actually work?
So pirfenidone targets collagen production.
Okay.
And collagen is like the main component of scar tissue, right?
Yeah.
So what it does is it reduces the production of that collagen, which can then soften and reduce that stiff fibrous tissue. And they're thinking it could potentially do the same thing in the ovaries.
Okay, so it basically like breaks down that scar tissue.
Yeah, you could think of it that way.
Okay, and the article also mentions another drug, etanercept, I think it was.
Yeah.
That was also part of the study. What happened there?
So etanercept works differently. It targets a specific pathway that's involved in inflammation.
Okay.
And while it's been shown to be effective for some inflammatory conditions, it didn't actually show the same anti-fibrotic effects in the ovaries that they saw with the pirfenidone.
Interesting. So etanercept kind of a bust, but pirfenidone is looking more promising.
Yeah. We'll see what future research shows, but that seems to be the way things are pointing right now.
So back to our star player, then pirfenidone. The research is still early, but the stuff they're seeing in mice is pretty crazy.
Yeah, those early findings are really promising. They gave pirfenidone to these aging mice, and they actually saw a decrease in the ovarian fibrosis.
Wow.
But even more than that, they also saw an increase in the number of follicles.
And remind us again what follicles are.
So follicles are those tiny little sacs in your ovaries where eggs are stored and they mature.
Okay.
So basically, more follicles means a larger reserve of eggs, which is a big deal when we're talking about age-related fertility decline.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they also observed more corpora lutea in the mice that were treated with the pirfenidone. And those are really
Oh.
important because they produce progesterone, which is a hormone that's essential for supporting a pregnancy.
Wow. So more follicles, potentially more eggs, and then the hormonal support to maybe even carry a pregnancy to term.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff.
That's incredible. But this was in mice. This wasn't in humans.
Exactly. We have to be careful not to get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
It's really exciting,
Yeah.
but what works in mice doesn't always translate to humans.
Yeah, of
So we
course.
really need to see those rigorous clinical trials to know if it has the same effects and safety profile in women.
Absolutely. So I guess we'll all be waiting with bated breath for those human trials to get going. So while we're waiting for all that, what's the takeaway for our listeners who are like, okay, this is all super interesting, but like, what can I do with this information right now?
Yeah, I think that's the big question. And I think the most important thing to remember is that this research is really changing how we think about aging. Like, it's not just about accepting that things are going downhill.
Right.
It's about understanding the how and the why,
Yeah.
and then maybe figuring out ways that we can actually influence that process.
It's like saying, hey, we might have more control than we thought.
Exactly.
Which is super helpful. But like you said, it's still early.
Yeah.
So while we wait for more answers on this pirfenidone thing, what can we do now to support our ovarian health and maybe age a little more gracefully?
You know, it's interesting because it really comes back to this idea of a holistic approach.
Yeah.
We can't stop aging completely.
Right.
And we probably wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But we can make choices that support our health overall, and that includes our reproductive system.
So you're talking about all the things we always hear about, like the healthy diet and exercise.
Exactly.
Managing stress.
All of that plays a role in reducing inflammation everywhere in your body.
Right.
And that includes your ovaries.
Which makes you think, if inflammation is such a big deal when it comes to our ovaries, what else is it affecting?
Right.
Like, could this be the key to just feeling healthier as we get older in general?
It's a great question, and it's definitely something that researchers are really interested in right now. You know, this is just one piece of a very complicated puzzle.
Yeah.
But it really highlights how everything is connected.
Yeah.
And even small changes can make a difference.
That's so important to remember. Well, this has been an amazing deep dive.
Yeah, it really has.
So much to think about aging inflammation and the fact that there's so much more to learn about women's health.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us on this journey, and we will see you next time for another deep dive into the latest scientific breakthroughs.